This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to Metal Shop here on 99.9 KISW. It is the all-local show here on Metal Shop. It's a huge deal for us to support local metal, and right now we have a killer up-and-coming death metal band, Oxygen Destroyer, kaiju-themed Northwest metal band. They have a new album called Bestial Manifestations of Malevolence and Death, available now. What's going on, guys?
What's up?
What's up?
First things first, why don't you introduce yourselves and tell us what you do for the Destroyer.
I'm Jordan Farrow. I do guitar and vocals.
I'm Chris. I play drums.
I'm Joey. I play guitar.
And Ben is our bassist, but he couldn't make it tonight.
All right.
So, Chris, you've actually been up here how many times?
This will be my third time up here.
Awesome, man. So, what bands have you been here in the past? Why don't you mention?
Let's see. The first one was Perception.
Yep.
And let's see. Did Weapon Lord last month.
Yeah, man, you're all over the place, dude. Yeah. Your new record, Bestial Manifestations of Malevolence and Death, quite a name. Where's the album title come from? Is that just Jordan? I'm assuming that's...
yeah, it's... I wanted the title to be long and epic and to really just describe the kaiju in a really awesome way, you know?
Yeah. Absolutely, man. I mean, that's kind of your guys' deal. But who did you record it with? You mentioned Cody?
Yeah, it's Cody. That's the guitarist in Weapon Lord, and he's got this place in Linwood called the Metal Smiths.
Nice.
And so he lets us record there.
And it sounds great. It sounds huge.
Thank you.
Yeah, he did a good job.
I mentioned it right off the top. You guys are a kaiju-themed metal band, and to my knowledge, the only kaiju-themed metal band. How deep does the love of kaiju movies go, and like, when did you first get into them, and how'd you know that you wanted to start a band revolving around this pretty specific thing?
So I've been a kaiju fan since I was like 4 years old.
Nice.
And I've been a fan of giant monster movies and metal for a long time, so I came up with the idea. I write all the lyrics and the riffs.
Sure.
And everything.
Yeah.
It's I just had this idea, you know. I was jamming in my garage one day, and I've always loved bands with a theme, you know, like Amon Amarth's got Vikings, Bolt Thrower sings about Warhammer stuff. So
shout out to Carnotaurus.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, we love
dinosaur themed metal band.
Yeah.
So I just thought I noticed that kaiju wasn't really a subject that was seen in metal too often.
Sure.
I thought old school death metal and kaiju movies were perfect for each other. It's basically a tribute to, the band is a tribute to old school death metal and just giant monster movies.
That's awesome, man. When two great things come together, it creates a very great thing. Now, what would you say is your favorite kaiju movie of all time if you had to whittle it down? And like, what are some of your favorite characters?
The biggest influence to the band is the original 1954 Godzilla movie.
Okay.
It's very well done. I know a lot of kaiju films tend to be pretty cheesy, but this one's actually very well made. It's good acting. It's Godzilla in that movie is a metaphor for nuclear testings, radiation. It's a very well done film.
Sure. Jordan, how do you even go about writing an album when it's like that specific thing? Do you research the movies, or do you go straight from your own collective knowledge?
Basically, with each song, I would take influence from a specific monster or a specific movie, and I'd give my own take on it.
Okay. Cool. Right on. Well, we're going to play a couple of these songs, so let's go right into one of them. The record is called Bestial Manifestations of Malevolence and Death, and this is Oxygen Destroyer. You're listening to Metal Shop, the all-local episode, so why don't we go into one of them? Why don't you introduce one of your favorite songs off the record, and I know that you have to have an epic introduction to this because the name is just freaking epic. Why don't you tell us what we're going to play first?
This song is called Biomechanically Imprisoning the Sacred Beast of the Apocalypse. It's about humanity reviving the corpse of an ancient creature through cybernetic weaponry, and the monster ends up becoming so powerful it's able to gain control over itself, break free away from their control over it, and it uses the powers that they've given to it to annihilate the Earth.
You heard the man. It's Oxygen Destroyer here on Metal Shop. Back here on Metal Shop, the all-local episode here on Saturday night, and we're with Oxygen Destroyer. We're playing some jams off their record, Bestial Manifestations of Malevolence and Death. Tell me, how do you guys feel about the local Northwest metal scene, and who are some of your favorite local bands, favorite local venues? I know there's a lot of questions there, but let's just kind of dissect the scene.
We really like playing at the Highline. That's a great venue.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a really nice stage, really cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've played with some good bands there. One of my favorite local bands is Drawn and Quartered. Those guys are incredible. They've been doing it for a long time, and every album they've put out just kills it.
Yeah, we're good friends with Ghost Blood and Command too. They're nice. Really good. Mm-hmm. It's always good seeing them.
I really like Carnotaurus.
Yes.
And let's see, I really like the Funhouse as well.
As the band Oxygen Destroyer, what has been the best show you guys have played and the worst show you guys have played?
Let's start with the best one.
Yeah.
And this could be, you know, best just like for like your performance or like the best crowd reaction. It could be the worst because of crowd reaction, the worst because of some funny things that happened on stage, any of that. So let's start with best and then we'll talk about the worst.
One of my favorite shows we did was when we played with Drawn and Quartered and Begrime Eximus at the Highline back in 2016. That was a really good show. Great lineup. I felt like we played really well. It was just a good night.
And how about the worst?
I'd say the worst show we ever played was in Port Angeles last year.
Really?
Yeah. We played at this venue called the Cherry Bomb, and I don't know. The crowd just didn't seem to be digging it.
They didn't know what was going on.
Yeah,
it was kind of weird.
Yeah, it was kind of funny. Like there were some people moshing to us at first, but then by the third or fourth song, they just kind of stopped, and they all just had these looks on their faces like they didn't get it. Like like they sat there and they were thinking, is this all they do? They just play fast the entire time.
Tell me where we can hear your record. I know that you can pick up the physical copy at one of your shows, but if you can't make it to a show, where can we get the record like right now?
You can download our album on Bandcamp, and you can also listen to our album on YouTube, www.brutalthrashingkaijumetal.com.
Brutalthrashingkaijumetal.com. You got it. Right on. And add him on Facebook, follow him on all the social media platforms. Do you think that you'll ever run out of ideas with kaiju?
Nope.
Not looking like it.
Not at the moment.
It's a deep question.
There are a lot of giant monster movies out there.
There you go, man. As long as they keep making them, man, then there's just like continued. You know. All right. Well, do you have any thank yous and shout outs before we get into the final song of the set here?
We'd like to thank everyone that's been supporting us and supporting our album. We really, really appreciate it. We wouldn't be doing as well as we are without all the support we've been getting.
Like half our practices are at my parents' house, so shout out to them for putting up with us.
What's up, Mom? What's up, Dad?
We'd also like to give a shout out to some locals. There's a ton of good bands around here. I mean, there's Ghost Blood, Command, Dilapidation, Zoth, Progenitor. There's so many. The list can go on. It's a good scene.
We're going to go into another song. Of course, you're listening to Oxygen Destroyer. It's Metal Shop, and they are a kaiju-themed Northwest metal band, the premier kaiju-themed Northwest death metal band, and the only one at that. They have a new album, Bestial Manifestations of Malevolence and Death. We're going to go into another song. Jordan, what song are we going to hear next, and why don't you introduce it?
This next song is called Cleansing the Earth of Humanity's Existence. It's about a thermonuclear creature rising from the sea and wiping out everything in its path.
You heard the man. It's Oxygen Destroyer going into it. It's Northwest Death Metal on Metal Shop. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.